Now, back at the same time in Hereford, Texas, that victory and salvation victory, and the ministry of the prophet came across, and I said, no, 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 no. I'm not going to announce that I am a prophet. So I just got about it. Camp meeting, 1967. And as I said yesterday, I'd been a speaker there, so I was up on the platform. Well, I'd forgotten all about that. Mm-hmm. He was giving an invitation. And I'll tell you later what he preached on him. Well, he preached on the bones of Elisha. Mm-hmm. The bones, he said, I don't know why, just about the prophet's ministry, the bones of Elisha, the bones of Elisha. Said I was just sitting up here on the platform and the bones of Elisha. Well, here goes. So he preached on there was enough anointing in that old prophet's bones to raise it. He said, so what about a current day prophet? I thought, yeah, yeah, yes. And the Lord said, get on your knees. No, I'll call his attention to him. He said, get on your knees now. And just as it did Kent Copeland, I'll tell him. Kent Copeland, you're going to have to move over into that healing ministry a little sooner than you thought you would. But knowing you, you will, because you want to do what the Lord said. And yeah, Lord, I'll tell him. And whether you want to or not, you're going to operate in the office of the prophet, the seer, the seer, standing right in the pulpits. You'll see it run off before your eyes like on a television screen. And in that day, you'll have great rejoicing, for many shall come to the light and report and give their testimony through the prophet's ministry through you. And he put his hands on me. And by the direction of the head of the church, the authority invested in me as a prophet of God, and by the authority given unto me, by faith, I anoint you with every endowment, every endowment of power and gifts, operation necessary for you to stand in that office. He put his hands on me. Mm-hmm. Oh. Whoa. Whew. Mm. It's finally happened. Because it was years. Mm-hmm. I didn't mention it to anybody but God. He said, whether you want to or not. Of course not. I got back over to the hotel and the Lord said, how did I do? I said, you did well. There were 9,000 people there. You did well. Well, then I learned that up until then, the teaching anointing, I won't go into that because that was another anointing. And the Lord said, don't try to make it happen. Just let it. Because he said, but you will teach under the anointing of the prophet and not just the anointing of the teacher. Right. So you are a prophet and a teacher. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Praise God. Kanamete e olopaha. And the name which is above every name. No one has ever plumbed the depth of that name. And you will not understand and know until you get in glory itself what's in that name and what's behind it. For the Father himself is behind the power of the name. And you judge the power and authority in your inheritance by what your very own Father owns. And he owns the universe. And he is your very own Father. And I'm your very own child. And I praise you and I thank you. The name. Your word says the name is a high tower. And the righteous run into it and are saved. And you're able to pray and say things in the Spirit by saying and praying things in tongues that I need prayed. That things that I need someone to pray. And so you've given me your Spirit to pray in the Spirit so that I can put in your mouth the things that I need prayed, that I need to hear. Because of the authority that I have given the people of the earth, that I can do nothing unless somebody on the earth asks me to do it. Oh, I don't know how to, I can't count it. The times over the years that I've prayed. And just recently I was praying, I said, oh, Lord, I pray and I bless you because people are grieving you. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Jesus.
And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. He's redeemed my life from destruction. He's forgiven my iniquities and healed all of my diseases.
For his name's sake.
And he's filled my mouth with good words so that my youth is renewed like the eagles.
Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God.
Jesus.
And all the devil can do is just try to convince people something's passed away. Well, has faith passed away?
No.
No. Well, then neither's done the end of the rest of it.
Woo. Jesus.
Yeah.
Just the mention of that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Fevers break at the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Glory. In the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians, praise God. Therefore, the prisoner of the Lord beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation for which you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as you're called to hope of one calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. There's one baptism, but it's in three parts.
Mm-hmm.
Over in the book of Hebrews, it says baptisms. They're all in there. One faith, one baptism, one God, the Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended upon high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men.
Yes, he did.
Now that he ascended, what did he descended first into the lower parts of the earth. And he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above the heavens, that he might fulfill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, even the head, even Christ, from whom? Here's a from whom. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's when the Lord said, I'm going to give you a million partners. Mm-hmm. Every joint supplies. Yes. A million joints.
Yes.
Right here in the United States.
Yes.
Well, it's time.
Yes, it is.
Glory to God.
Yes.
According to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the building up of itself in love.
Well, a couple of people say that all went away with the death of the last apostle. Well, go to Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ. He's not dead. He's alive forevermore.
If you check it out, a lot of it is mission, missionary. Mm-hmm. And check out what it is. There's 24 at least. 24. At least 24 apostles.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Sent forth.
Mm-hmm. A sent one. That's every available voice.
That's what that is.
People say, Jesus didn't pray command prayers. Matthew chapter 6, he says...
No, wait a minute.
All right.
Oh, I love it. I don't know what it says.
I'm going to begin with verse 7. When you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like them. Your Father knows what things you need of before you ask, ateo, before you command it, demand it. Matthew 6, 9. After this manner, now listen to the words. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father. You know it. You recite it all the time, right?
Yeah.
Which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come.
Yes.
That's a command.
Yes.
Thy will be done. That's a command. He's not saying, Lord, if you'd please let your will be done.
No.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Now, I was
Amen.
Praying
it's command
that.
Prayer.
And my mother taught on it a lot. And I was praying that, worshiping God with it. And out of my spirit, look up. So I said, yes, sir, and I looked up, and right in here, where any Christian, if you'll develop it, can hear the voice.
Yeah, that's right.
You can train your spirit to listen.
Yes.
I looked up, and he said, include the world in your daily bread.
Yes.
This was back before television. Include the world in your daily bread.
That's right.
And Brother Hagin would say, I'm going to preach this gospel that Jesus saves, Jesus heals, Jesus baptizes with the Holy Ghost, and he's a soon coming king.
Ooh.
and I'm going to preach it from one end of the state of Texas to another.
The other, yeah.
And then I'm going to preach it throughout the United States.
Amen.
I picked up on that. And I heard it. I want you to preach. I'm still there in Tulsa. That Jesus heals. Jesus saves. Jesus baptizes in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And I'm going to preach it from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle.
There you go.
And I thought, oh, how are we going to do that?
You had the airplane anointing on you that he didn't have to go to all the world.
Yeah. When I was on the flight crew for Brother Roberts, not only did this bring a very close relationship between he and I and our families, but I learned he would have had to have cut out at least 35% of what he was doing. Brother DeWee said, this is the Reverend's sanctuary.
Oh, yeah.
He would go into the where the airlines and people want him to pray for them and everything else, and he couldn't do that. Right. He just preach and pray the anointing off of you before you ever... And his anointing was such a special anointing. It was in his right hand. And he had to be isolated from it.
Well, that's scriptural because Jesus had to be isolated from it. He'd be preaching and teaching people, and he would pull himself away and go into the wilderness by himself and tell the disciples, you guys are going across the lake, and I'll meet you over there. He had to pull away to recharge, and that's what you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
I'll show you another verse, Mark 11. I don't know if you guys have ever read Mark 11, 22 and 23 before, but here's another command. Iteo, to demand. Jesus answered, says to them, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast to the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he'll have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say to you, whatsoever things you, Iteo, that's the word for desire.
Yes.
Whatsoever things, instead of desire, it's that word I tell you. Command. Whatsoever things you command. By the authority of your covenant. By the blood of the Lamb in the name of Jesus. Require, demand, expect, by covenant promise. I know all of those have been met in Jesus.
Yeah.
When I pray, believe I receive them, and I shall have them.
Yeah.
I wrote that in there. Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever things you Iteo, desire. I wrote this. Whatsoever things you require, demand, and expect by covenant promise, I know all the requirements have been met in Jesus. When you pray, believe, and you shall have them. Focus on the end result.
Yes.
Oh, that's it.
Absolutely. That was the whole thing. And when you notice this, and when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive another, Father, which is in heaven, your trespasses. And he came again to Jerusalem. He just spoke to the tree and left.
That's it. We got people praying, Brother Copeland, asking God to do something that he commanded us to do. And we've got people asking God to take care of a situation for us that he expects us to take care of. You're the body of Christ.
That's right.
In the earth. He's the head. You're the body. Satan's under your feet.
Now, Peter called remembrance to him. This is actually the gospel of Peter.
Yeah. Yeah.
because Mark was his spiritual son. And he said, calling to remember, saith him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. The cross reference says, have the faith of God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, whosoever shall say unto this debt, whosoever shall say unto this bodily pain.
That's right.
Whosoever shall say.
That's a covenant command.
Yes. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, Brother Hagin said he was just meditating that. And the Spirit of God said, have you ever noticed that believing is in there once and saying three times? You have to preach on the saying three times as much as you believe, because my people are believing, they're not saying the right thing. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says.
All there. Now, Jesus will tell John in John chapter 14, actually Philip asked, and Jesus will say in verse 9, have I been with you so long that you don't even know Philip? But look what he says in verse 13, and whoever shall ask, demand my covenant in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son, and you shall ask anything in my name, and I will do it.
Now, think about this. It took my lightning fast mind a while to pick up on this. He said, ask and you shall receive. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Yes. And what else?
Seek.
What?
Seek
and you shall find. A S
K. You look at that.
Ask. That's our part. His part is the finding.
Amen.
By his Spirit.
That's exactly right. So we ask, we require, demand, expect this to be done by covenant promise.
Are you stirred up about that?
I'm so stirred up about it. I can't hardly sit here. I've been just tingling about it. I'm telling you, there was one point I was ready to run. One point I was ready to get on my knees in this program. Because the power and the presence of God in this room is tangible.
Yes, it is.
And I hope you're stirred up enough to start asking.
Yes.
In faith.
Yes.
And if you love him, you'll keep his commandments.
Yes.
And this is one of them.
Yes.
You've asked nothing in my name.
And we're out of time. Well, we're not out of time. We have time. We just run out for today. So we'll be back in just a moment.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV broadcast study notes today at kcm.org.uk/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org.uk/notes.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Our covenant with God is filled with great and precious promises for every area of our lives. For our offering day today, I'm reminded of the promises in Philippians 4:19 and 2 Corinthians 9:8. We have God's word that he shall supply all our need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God is able to make all grace abound toward us, that we always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work. I want to thank you, partners, for your faithful sowing and prayers. Kenneth Copeland Ministries tithes and sows at least 10% into other ministries around the world. So your financial seeds go even further to minister to people in nations across the globe. You share in the heavenly reward for every soul won, every person healed, and every life changed through this ministry and its outreaches. Because of your partnership, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has been able to send the uncompromised word of faith through the broadcast, the magazine, website, events, and social media for others to receive free of charge. It's reaching from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. And we believe for a great harvest on the seeds you have sown. Let me pray over your offering today. Father, Jesus is the Lord of our harvest, and he accounts for every good thing that any person does, so that he may do it unto them according to his supply of the riches in glory. We lift up our voices with thanksgiving for our daily bread, and according to the riches of your grace, we receive all sufficiency in all things that we may abound to every good work. Thank you for your abundance whereby we lack no good thing. And we honor you today in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'd like to become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries, let us know on kcm.org/partner. Join our team and become part of the building of the body of Christ by maturing believers worldwide to develop their faith and live in victory. We also want to see you experience the fullness of the blessing in your life. Connect with us today on kcm.org/partner.
Remember now to download the free broadcast study notes. They all have the scriptures and the teaching points that we go over in each broadcast. Use them as a guide for your Bible study to teach a small group at the church. Go to kcm.org/notes. Download yours free today. Yeah, I did that pretty good, didn't I? This is Kenneth Copeland and Professor Greg Stevens and all of the class reminding you again that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.uk.